Daniel McCartan here with David Tyree, Lucky Strike, Midtown, 42nd Street. Your annual bowling event. Was this the fourth year for the charity bowl?
Oh my goodness, man. Fourth or fifth, I can't even, you know, since we resurrected, it's actually something I started as a player and had a good 3-year streak and had it delayed. It's good to be back with Children of the City.
So what the event here, you're raising all kinds of money. What does it go for exactly?
Absolutely. Children of the City is a tremendous organization that serves the Sunset Park area of Brooklyn, New York. And it is really, an organization that has been just on the ground floor using education and outreach to break cycles of poverty in their own community. So it's a grassroots organization for 30 years that has been desperately and profoundly impacting generations of New York City residents.
And you, of course, give a celebrity face to the name. I'm sure that doesn't hurt the fundraising and things like that.
No, it's like I said, when you realize, for me especially, it's kind of one of those who much is given, much is required. And, I've been given much in this life. I have a great life, had some great experiences through the game. Wife, 7 children, and it's still another opportunity to engage and try to use this platform for something better.
And you look around and you see all your fellow Giants here. What does that mean to you to have even the new guys coming out to support you?
Yeah. I had the great privilege of being back with the Giants for the last 2 years as a director of player engagement and working with these guys day in and day out. And so I work very close with the rookies, so they get a little extra buy-in as far as being able to, just kind of share, to get the exposure from the ground level, and hopefully myself being an example of how important it is to touch the community, be a part of it, and engage your fans, but more importantly, using the platform that they're going to inherit to do something impactful.
So, Director of Player Relations, what is your role, what is your responsibility within the Giants?
Yeah, and player development, player engagement is basically kind of, I get a chance to really walk with these guys in life, on the field and off the field, so I do everything from orienting the rookies and spending a large amount of time with that group of players to the career transition, continuing education aspect, and making sure that they're becoming, that they're kind of cultivating the character that can meet the demands of their reality, which is really tough. It's demanding. And so I'm in a privileged position that, to serve these guys in whatever capacity to give them what they need to be successful.
He's a great role model. He's just listening to him talk. So if we could talk a little football.
Sure.
I know I was listening to you on ESPN last night. There's not one interview that goes by that you do not talk about the catch. But, man, let me tell you, I was having a Super Bowl party in my dorm room, and we were literally just jumping off like the couches. We caught that. The campus was on fire. People were going crazy. Take me back to that play. Like, beginning to end, did you know the call was to you? And how did that unfold?
Yeah, probably Will Hurst. I believe it was 76 Max Wisell Union, and 4 wide receivers in the game. I knew there was a possibility. That means I have a post on the outside. Steve Smith's running an outbreaking route, just in case, get him out of bounds. But if we get the right coverage, we can throw a post over the top, and none of that really mattered because it turned into backyard ball with the pass rush. Thank the offensive line for not blocking anybody, and it just turned into that pure spontaneity. Who wants it more? Kind of play and experience. So it has been, it's something that no one could ever really write up, imagine, predict, and for me, I knew it was a gift from God. So I just kind of stood there in that chariot of fire moment, made the play, and it became history.
And Eli looked like he was going down. I'll tell you, the guy had one hand on his jersey. I was like, well, there goes the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the whole thing. What makes it so amazing, the play itself, is there's so many aspects to it that are just, Eli doing what he did. Looked like Michael Vick out there.
He's not too mobile.
No, we know that. That's been well documented. He used to trip over his own feet half the time. And I probably have the worst vertical jump for a wide receiver. So, it's just kind of everybody seizing the moment and playing above the X's and O's, so it was special.
And so Spike Lee even made a movie about the catch. How involved were you in the production of that?
Yeah, I wish I could have been more involved. Now, that's Spike Lee. I mean, this is a legendary producer, director, and it was kind of just an honor and privilege. I didn't know exactly what was going to become of that interview process, and it ended up becoming I thought it was just going to be a halftime segment at the Super Bowl, and ended up becoming a documentary, which was really neat. I felt a little special. I got a chance to do the Tribeca thing, and that was neat. But like I said, when you think about, I don't think about this. Life goes on, so you're just constantly moving in the speed of life. And it's great that I have other people who appreciate it so much and kind of brings it back into the forefront. And it's for everybody. It's for New York.
And your best career moment besides the catch? I'm going to take a guess. Was it the touchdown earlier on in that Super Bowl?
Yeah. I could say that was probably easy. It got so overshadowed. I tell people I have what they call the greatest catch in Super Bowl history, the most forgotten touchdown. Yeah. But I've had some great ones. You know, obviously having the chance to be an All-Pro special teamer, you know, as a special teamer. And just being a part of something special is really great.
Who has the most famous Giants catch? Is it you or is it Odell Beckham? What is your opinion on that?
I would say, I mean, like, you know, social media is directing the whole world right now. So I'm sure Odell's probably, carries a lot more weight. But I let the people kind of speak to that, you know. And that's the good thing about being in the conversation. It's just nice to be in the conversation.
You know what? I just had this thought. They should put you on the cover of Madden. Anniversary edition.
Yeah, well, they didn't give me the cover, but I know they gave me a little moment. Like, you know, I know people were making helmet catches in the game for a while, so I'll take it.
That's awesome. All right, well, David Tyree, have fun. How's your bowling game, by the way?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little rusty. You know, I'm a little rusty, but, you know, I used to be about a 175 average. If I'm looking to pull through some 140s, if I can get some 140s, 150s, I'll be happy.
So you're talking with bumpers?
No bumpers. Shame on you. No.
No,
we'll have a good time.
All right. Hey, have fun tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity.